Well, good morning, gentlemen. How are you today? Well, as we know, Femons are all empowered, and they can pretty much do anything and say anything they want. But all they seem to want to do is moan and whine and play the victim. As soon as a Femon opens their mouths, they usually start moaning. It's not so much, I'm a woman, hear me roar. It's, I'm a Femon, hear me moan. And if you notice, Femons are screwing up all over the place. And they're still blaming males for that. That's funny, I thought they were all empowered and don't need no man. Males have always been the scapegoat for Femons throughout the centuries. But it's wearing awful thin nowadays, isn't it? If you unfortunately have to talk with a Femon and in conversation with her for a short time, you can walk away from there, not positive, but drained. And because Femons don't take responsibility or accountability for their actions, they do nothing else but blame men about everything. Of course, in reality, mostly all their problems is them. And because their moaning is amplified by social media as well, it's hard for men to get away from the droning sound. And a lot of men today are just not listening anymore. They've heard it all before. And it's nice to see that Femon's shaming language isn't working anymore, even though it's a lot louder. So in society you have males and Femons. The males are the positive, and the Femons are the negative. A bit like a battery. And we all know if a battery doesn't get charged up for some time, it goes flat. I think a lot of men are doing exactly what I'm doing. Every day I try and avoid Femon contact. I don't even really want eye contact, I just want to pretend they don't exist. Because mostly all of them have this arrogant, entitled attitude. And it seems to be always, oh, Femons are good, men are bad. And the funny thing is, Femons are only here now, because males throughout time have protected and provided for the Femon. But those days are over now. Even though the Femons are doubling down all the time, they're struggling. And that's too bad, because they're not the male's responsibility anymore. I mean, how many times can you betray somebody and bite the hand that fed you and think they will still take you back? Femons will never be satisfied, because they always have a want. They don't know what they want, they just want. So if society's battery goes flat because of Femon's negativity, then I guess we'll just have to get a new battery. Maybe one that just has a positive terminal. Stay free, guys. Stay strong. Fly straight. And stay away from Femons. You take it easy.